The Moose Jaw Miller Express are one trip through their rotation of starting pitchers, and it's safe to say the reviews are nothing but positive. One night after Brian VR made his Miller Express debut with 5 innings of shutout ball in a 7-1 win over Swift Current, season opener starter Kellen Vogeser was back on the mound and helped lead his team to a 4-2 victory over the Regina Red Sox. The Express are now 5-1 on the season and hold down sole possession of first place in the Western Canadian Baseball League East Division. Miller Express 7, Swift Current 1. VR turned in the best start for Moose Jaw this season on Thursday night at Ross Wells Park, holding the 57s to a single hit over 5 innings and striking out 9. That was more than enough to secure the win, as the Express scored their first run in the second inning and tacked on 3 more in the fifth to give VR plenty of run support. It would have been difficult for the Millers relievers to be VR's equal, but they gave it a shot. Julian Gonzalez pitched 3 innings and allowed a single run on 2 hits before Zach Sigmund tossed a scoreless final inning. Reigning Miller Express MVP Nate Mensick had seen his season get off to a bit of a slow start by his standards, but that all changed Thursday. He'd go 4-for-5 at the plate, hitting a double, crossing the plate twice and knocking in a run. Mensick saw his average climb nearly 200 points and is now hitting .368. Austin Gurney had a pair of hits for Moose Jaw, including a triple, while Chaz Poppy also had a pair of hits. Miller Express 4, Regina 2. Vogeser was his usual all-star self against the Red Sox on Friday at Ross Wells, throwing the first quality start of the season for the Express as he allowed 2 runs on 4 hits over 6 innings, striking out 6. He trailed 2-0 until the fifth inning, when the Moose Jaw bats finally came awake and saw the Millers put up 3 runs and take the lead for good. Caleb Waller took over in the seventh and held Regina to only 3 hits in 2 innings of work, and Sigmund would finish things off by striking out the side in the ninth. Mensick was back at it at the plate, going 2-for-4 with a triple, run scored and 2 RBI. Dawson Tweet also had a stellar game at the dish, going 3-for-4 with a double, run scored and RBI while boosting his batting average to .500. The Millers were to play in Medicine Hat on Saturday night, but that contest was rained out. Next up for Moose Jaw are the Weyburn Beavers on Sunday at 2 p.m. at Ross Wells Park.